Hey guys, welcome back to Local Music Somewhere. I'm Jess with R Beats, and today in the studio we have Jack Burns with us.
How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
Doing great. So, Jack, you know, you are one of the most innately talented musicians that I know. And
I am
so happy to have you on here today. I want to talk about the music that you have done, the music that you're working on, and what it's all about. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been raised kind of more rural. I'm kind of from the country, and I just got into music, I guess, around 8 years old, and I just couldn't stop after that. You know, I picked up the drums first, and then it was like I gotta play guitar, now I gotta play piano, bass, and just all kind of came together naturally. And
I've seen the videos of you being super small and just figuring everything out. I think it was a Journey song or something, and you're putting both hands together on the keyboard.
Yeah.
It's just a natural thing for you, you know? It's fun to watch. So you've been playing out a lot, too. You play electric guitar. You also sing.
Yep.
I mean, you really do everything. And now at this point, you're recording new stuff. So kind of tell me more about that.
Well, there's a new studio up in Kannapolis coming out. Actually, there's a party this Saturday. They're having a grand opening. It's called Wallbanger Studios, and I've been up there recording the new stuff with some session players and a little bit of some of my own stuff, too, still playing, like, keys by myself and stuff like that. But it's a really cool mix, and it's definitely different from the last album, so it's exciting.
Yeah, the last album, Nowhere in 19, and that was 2021 that came out there. A lot of great songs on there. You guys definitely need to make sure you check it out. There's so many influences with you. You kind of dip into different things. I know Prince is a big influence for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I love Prince.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it comes through, I feel like on Jen. Was one of my favorite
songs. Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So that whole statement was made in 2021. So now with this stuff, you know, we're moving into like maybe a new direction. Can you tell me how different it's sounding versus the last project?
Well, I guess with the last project, I had some funky stuff. I had some pop stuff, you know, some electronic stuff going on, and I love that stuff. But this time, I really wanted to make something a little more rock and more natural, you know, so we got all live drums and, you know, guitar solos and that sort of thing. So
I want to hear that from you. That's cool. I didn't realize. We were talking about these session musicians, so you're cutting things a little differently than the last album.
Yeah.
What is that like to present the song to this group and then have them execute it? You know, that's different than building track upon track. So tell me more about that.
Well, it's a lot faster that way, honestly, because, you know, going through and like, all right, I'm playing the drums. All right, going to the bass, going to this, you know, this is like, okay, this is how it goes. Let's get a few takes out of this and just see what happens, you know, when, you know, one of us might mess up or whatever, but it's that funk. It's that. You know, that's rock and roll, you know what I mean? That's what it's about.
That's cool. So do you feel like, you know, having the session musicians there, it brings, you know, maybe more or something different to the idea when you're hearing it come together, you know?
Oh, definitely. Because, you know, I've got it in my head how I want these songs to go, kind of, you know, how everything. And then they come in and, you know, they're going to put their own idea on it. It's going to be a little different. And I love that personally because it's like, oh, they have this perspective on it. And it's not just about me.
Yeah.
You know, it's more
about
universal the song. That way.
Yeah,
And it's about the song and how somebody else feels about it and bringing that energy.
That's great. Yeah. I'm so excited to hear. So, Jack, you have been playing and doing this for, like you said, your whole life for a good while. This new album that you're working on, you said you're going to go to Wallbanger Studio, Kannapolis, and we're cutting it there with the studio musicians. So what... You play out a lot, I feel, right? So you were just in the Keys, and you played down there in Florida, and I know you play around Albemarle. Do you feel like, how different is that for you, recording this and then playing it live? Like, do you like one more than the other?
I'd like to say that I like recording more, but then I'll be in the studio just being like, oh, man, I got that wrong. I got to do this again. We're live. It's just like, that was the song. And you have no other choice. That's how it was.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's better that way, you know, just getting it naturally out.
Yeah.
You know, but I do love recording. I love all of it because then you're getting into other production details and
know, right. Yeah.
Fascinates me.
Building everything. That's great. So, and today you're going to be playing a little acoustic set for us here, yes. right? You're going to be doing Say So.
Yeah.
Live. Yeah. Oh, I'm very excited.
Off my
to
last
hear.
Album. Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, off the last album. So when we're talking about the new stuff, I also, do you have anything that is kind of like the thematic of it? Is it love songs? Is it like a struggle piece or like, is there, or is it just kind of coming to you?
It's just coming to me, I guess. Yeah. I mean, you know, a little bit of like, you know, yeah, some love songs, more rock and love songs, yeah. a little faster,
really?
One of them's like a little bit slower, and then, you know, we got some other songs being like, girl, get out of here.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I can't wait. Do you kind of have an idea of when we can expect this?
Probably in the next month, yeah.
That quick?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, we're about done.
Oh my gosh, that's great. So do you have any plans for, like, you know, we talk about, you know, how to handle all the jobs that come with being a musician, because it's like, okay, I got to write the song, I got to record the song, I got to play it, and then I got to write or make all these social media reels and all these other things to get people to even, you know, pay attention, right?
Right.
So what's your strategy going to be for this release? Have you thought about it?
Just throw it out there and see what happens, and, you know, just, yeah, just promote it
yeah.
like crazy.
I have been looking up playlisting recently about how that works with the curators on Spotify and how you can really expand your reach that way.
Yeah.
It's a crazy process when you really get into it. And you can do it on your own. You don't need management or anything like that. But I don't know. I think that's kind of the way to go with getting things out there these
yeah.
days, you know?
They're saying, like, now you can, like, get yourself into playlists, I guess, and then that's mm-hmm. how you start building it, is getting into a playlist mm-hmm. that everybody's listening to.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, about streaming. Sometimes it's not about that number of streams. It's more about the saves that you actually get, or, like,
yeah.
those people that stick around for
right.
for you and, like, the next thing that you're going to do, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. yeah. So if you've got this live album, I'm assuming you're going to put a band together. Together at some point.
Oh yeah.
Now
oh, yeah.
here's the thing about Jack. Your environment is so conducive to the musical lifestyle. I've been to your house. I know. I see all the instruments out there. We've got all the sound gear, and you guys are playing all the time. You got family members that play. I know your sister over here is a
oh,
singer.
Oh yeah.
You
she's
know.
She's awesome.
Yeah, and yes, she is. But tell me more about what that's like to just be totally infused into music. Because when I go to your house, I feel like it's your whole life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, it's been my whole life since I was really young. And, you know, just having everything, being surrounded, too, by instruments. There's a guitar hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
There's a piano in this room. There's also a piano in this room. And so, naturally, you're always picking up the stuff because it's always around. And
yeah. Do you feel like that helps with the nerves? Like, say for example, okay, there's people over and you're just playing your music and people are walking by or they're listening and all of that stuff. I've noticed it's just a very free feeling there. You know, you just play and there's people around. Like, how different do you feel like that environment is versus a stage?
I guess maybe like a stage would be just more like, okay, we're putting it on. You know, like, okay, I'm not just sitting here on the couch diddling. It's
yeah.
like, okay, we gotta, you know,
yeah.
put on something. And
yeah. Well, because, like, I know that you guys, you know, have done kind of like live house parties stuff there with
yeah.
a group and a band all together. Right?
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine what that's like to have a completely musical family where you basically can have all the parts together. I mean, you switch from drums. I think you switch around to everything when you guys play together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We all do. Liza will get on the drums, too, and play.
Liza on the drums.
Yeah.
yeah. All right. That's cool.
We'll all just swap around.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously, you're a super talented person. I mean, we've, you know, with the vocals and the guitar and all these things that you're doing, I would love to know, you know, where do you see like this music going within like the next year, you know? Like, what are you trying to do?
I don't really know. I mean, I just want people to enjoy it, and if I can get somebody to feel something
yeah.
I'm trying to say, then that means the world to me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you're very successful with it. So I cannot wait to see what you do. I'm very much going to stay tuned. You guys definitely check out Jack's Instagram. You're pretty active on there, you know, making sure you upload videos, live stuff, stories, things like that. And you know what? I think what we want to do now is hear you actually play a song live in here. What do you guys think of that? I think that would be great.
That's great, yeah.
All right. Well, Jack, thank you so much for coming on to the show today, and I'm so excited to hear you play.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, of course. All right, guys, I'm Jess with Local Music Somewhere, and we'll catch you next time.